Ma'ed Katan Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ma'ed Katan Bavli, Daf Base, we begin in Yerushalmi at the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Aleph and Ma'ed Aleph at the Mishnah. Mashkin Beit Hashlochim, B'moyed B'Shvi'is, B'Mayan Sheyotze B'Trilla, B'Mayan Sheyen Yotze B'Trilla. One may water an irrigated field on Chol HaMoed and in the year of Shvi'is, both from a new and old spring, due to the financial loss involved if you refrain from watering. Avalomim make Yerushalmim, V'lomim make Kiloin, but one may not water from collected rainwater or from underground water pits. Vein oisim ugios legapanim, one may not make ugios, which is water collection gullies, around vines. The Gemara says, Niche, mayan shvayotz v'tchila, mayan shvayotz v'tchila, v'lo triyechu. It's understandable that one may water from an old spring, but does it not involve excessive labor to water from a new spring? Ele could be meyer, to meyer omar, mashkim emenu, afilu, stay beis habal. The Mishnah follows with meyer, who says that one may even water a rainwatered field from a new spring. Amrav Yosi, Divrei Yaakov, Kishaya Echad, Benase Shnaim, Oshay Meimov, Mo'otim, Benis Baruchu. Rav Yosi says that the Mishnah follows all opinions, the cases when there was originally one spring and it now became two, alternatively the spring originally flowed in a trickle and now gushed. V'tali Kain, Ma'ayan Sheyotz B'Tchila, Mashkim B'Menu, Afilu, Stei Beis Habal, Divrei B'Meir. And with being a support in a Brisa of Meir says one may even water a rainwatered field from a new spring. And the Chachamim say that one may only water with it an irrigated field that formerly had a spring that was destroyed. According to Meir, one can use this spring to water a rainwatered field in which there is no financial loss if it would not be watered, and only if it does not involve toil. According to Rabbanon, one can only use this spring in the case of financial loss, and only if it does not involve toil. The question is, what does the Rabbanon rule in a situation of financial loss that involves toil? The Gemara answers from Abai, say, any case of loss is considered an irrigated field. If it stopped losing value when without water, it's considered a case of a rainwatered field where there's a dispute between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon. Atkama tishar v'te'ase beis ha'shlachim, atkadesh tishar shnaim shloisha yomim kodim l'regel. The Gemara asks, if you refrain from watering it for 2 or 3 days beforehand, can it now be considered like an irrigated field and permitted to water on Chol HaMoed? Nishmanim anador, chevre nogav, the answer is, from here there was a ditch that was full of water that dried up 3 days before the festival and then became refilled on Chol HaMoed. Asa uvde koimei Rav Chuna, v'am elein d'achshin yishtayin elein d'achshin la yishtayin. Rav Chuna ruled that those seeds that will depreciate should be watered and those that will not should not be watered. Rav Yonu Rav Yosi horen ba'ado mikras d'tzilaya d'avazuya sarin Michzadehin b'mayada d'leyafgan b'yavdan. Rav Yona and Rav Yosi permitted the people of Mikras d'Tzilaya to harvest their barley on Chol HaMoed in order to prevent the barley from swelling and becoming ruined.